Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:06 and change here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Monday, October 27, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. It's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, and his Great Eastern Roofing Systems, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we've lost this year, but celebrate today thanks to John. Like Robert, Robbie, Bob Wagner, Springbrook, Paul Petrolak, Browndale, Robert Febo, Avoca, Robert McGurran, Scranton, William McBride, late of New Jersey, but he was from Catawissa, and LaRue Pappy Rupert, Bloomsburg. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order after that brief news adjournment, this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that as part of our commitment to common sense, we will provide a sanctuary of sanity to all of you. As a major political party, the Democrats, lies to all of us about just about everything. And the establishment and the people who are sucking at the teat, well, they're all taking advantage of all of us. And they're lying about it. But that's what we're here for. You need a break from it. Well, Music Man texts in. He says, Trump derangement syndrome is alive and well at my gym in Scranton. I have invited them to call into your radio show, and all they can say is he will just lie and distort the truth. But when I ask them to call in, they really don't have a good reason. That gym is definitely all blue no matter what. It's Music Man, it's what we face here. They literally cannot argue because the people that they're mimicking and following and aping are liars. And they're lying about just about everything. If Gavin Newsom tells the truth about something, it's probably a mistake. And I've watched the rest of these miscreants, from Schumer to Jeffrey. It's disgusting. Mamdani, I'm saying this. Mamdani, you cannot be the devout Muslim you claim to be and be Mr. LGBTQ plus. It's a lie. They cannot coexist. You're a liar. You're a phony. And we could go on and on. It's like this woman, New Jersey, Mickey Sherrill. And we explored this with John Perillo on Monday Musings. He, a Naval Academy graduate, combat veteran. He said, hey, I said, and it, you know, he's trying to be politic, which I don't have to be. She cannot say and will not say, actually, why she didn't walk with her class when it graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy. And she was gobsmacked when no less than a, as Trump would say, low IQ individual like Charlemagne the God asked her, how'd you make $7 million on stock trades as a congressperson? I don't know. I'll have to check. If you're worth $1 billion, a $7 million profit maybe may escape your grasp. But if you can't answer for it, in her circumstance, you're a phony and a liar. It's what is, unfortunately. Hey, we're going to stay in New Jersey, but we go from lousy, like Mickey Sherrill, to good, like Chet Parlavecchio, who is not only a Hall of Famer, New Jersey State Hall of Famer as a coach. He was a pro coach. He was a star at Penn State. One of the best linebackers ever out of that program, and that's linebacker U. He played for the Pack. He played for St. Louis. He coached in the NFL. And he danced with the stars to this very song. Our man, Chet Parlavecchio. Chester, how are you?
Bobby, what's up, buddy? Hey, Bobby, you know something? I lost $100 yesterday. You bet I know where that came from. You can bet I know where that came from. What's up, partner?
What did you lose it on?
Oh, the Bengals killed me. They killed me. I mean, they destroyed my parlay.
How about those Jets? Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of funny all around the league yesterday.
A guy that beginning his career might have been towards the end of yours. I'm not sure. Maybe not. Mangold. The old Jets offensive lineman died.
Brutal. Holly, you want to hear the best? I drop my grandson off every Tuesday morning, and Nick would be standing right there with his son or son or daughter. Both of the kids went to school together. I saw Nicky there every Tuesday morning. It bothers me. It's just a young man with everything to live for, one of the all-time greats at his position.
Yep.
Really, because football becomes so minimal now when you think about those. I keep seeing those four little kids, and there's just no words. There's no words. And he was a class act. He was coaching at Del Barton, where my son played. The kids up there loved them. Real class individual, and it's just a tragedy. 41 years old. And like I said, I keep seeing him standing there with his kid, and I can't get that out of my mind.
Chet, I felt like the Jets' win was some sort of cosmic or karmic deal.
Yeah, right?
I mean, they didn't deserve to win the game,
and
they won. Yeah.
Oh, let's get into that. First of all, they had 500 yards in offense, which is more than they had the previous three games combined. So that tells you. But you know something, Bobby, all kidding aside, okay, Breece Hall gets going. That's great. He rushes for 150 yards. It was nice to see him have a nice day. Fields actually looked efficient. He didn't kill them. They did some nice things. And it was nice to see them get a win, I guess. Obviously, if you're a Jet fan, it's a great thing to see them get a win. But you know something, Bobby, who catches my eye in that game? I don't think that I have seen a less professional performance by an NFL defense than I did by the Cincinnati Bengals yesterday. It was embarrassing. During the course of the game, my son is watching with me. We were doing some film work preparing for his own game. And I looked at him, I said, do you realize that if you were to tell young kids everything not to do defensively as far as individual technique, it's clear as day right here in this game film? That's how bad the Cincinnati Bengals are. And you know something sad about it? You've had one of the best quarterbacks in football, arguably a top three quarterback in football over the last how many years, All you need to put with that kid is a serviceable defense, just one that can service the game and get maybe two stops a game.
Yeah.
You have not been able as an organization to give Joe Burrow the tools that he needs to take that team to the next level. To me, that's an organizational problem, and that's something that, again, there has to be something done there. Because
let's talk about this, Chet, because I observe it all the time. Horrible technique by professional football players. All right, you're in the NFL. You make the team. All of this being a miracle and miraculous and so unique to you and a tiny group of people in terms of people who've played football and strive to be good at the game. How do you get to the NFL and not have good fundamentals? And then, is there any attempt to coach fundamentals in summer camp and during the season?
Well, you couldn't hit a better topic with me. One of the great things when I went to the NFL, coach with Munch in Tennessee, when I became the linebacker coach, what I could not believe is how little time was spent on fundamentals. They call it indie period, individual period where you develop skills and techniques. The problem with the National Football League is they don't tackle all year long. They don't tackle in practice, whether it be form tackling, positional different styles of tackling, open field, box tackling, angle tackling, all different situations that happen on a football field. Me and Munch used to have arguments saying, I say, Mike, I'm a linebacker coach. My guys are paid to tackle. That's what they do. And I don't know who can tackle here, because in training camp, we don't live tackle other than in a preseason game.
Now practically speaking, even at small college where I was, you could only go live for 10 minutes a day because everybody's going to get hurt.
But understand the difference between college and pros, though. It's not costing me $15 million that I'm paying this guy when I get him hurt.
It's worse.
In college, you go to the next guy.
Yeah.
In college, you go to the next guy. So my point is, in college, we did a lot more at least fundamental work in tackling. Bobby, I'll give you a quick one to show you the level of way it is. We're in OTAs. We're in off-season training exercises in Tennessee. I'm doing we're not even in uniform. We just have helmets on. I'm doing a form tackling drill, positional drill on the angle, with my linebackers. I get called into the GM's office after that same afternoon. Chet, can I show you something? He shows me on the screen my drill. It's being filmed. Mm-hmm. All practices in the National Football League are being filmed, no matter what time of year they are, and they go to the league office and they get watched. He said, see that drill? You can't do it anymore. I said, it's a form drill. We're not even in uniform. It's just working on our footwork, our body position, our pad level. He said, I'm sorry, it's deemed too physical. Huh. And I looked and said, man, I mean, for me it was new. I said, are you kidding? And I said, okay. And I walk out of the office and I can no longer do that drill. Again, the problem being is it's not repped. It's like anything. It's not that they don't know how to tackle. Their tackling skills have diminished through the years because they don't rep it. Oh, they knew how to tackle. They knew how to tackle in high school and they knew how to tackle in college. It diminishes because of the lack of repetitions working on fundamentals. And that was my biggest complaint in the NFL.
And Cincinnati proved it, unfortunately, yesterday.
Oh, my God. You talk about deteriorating skills. There weren't even an attempt to form up and tackle.
Chet, we got to take a break. I want to go to college football, see if anything stood out to you on Saturday. After that, we'll go back to the pros of any other games that caught your eye. It's the Bob Cadaro Show. Chet Parlavecchio. That means it's Monday wrap-up. We'll take a break and be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Murph tells us this date, 1981, Blondie released her hit, The Tide is High, and then, this was just, it sickens my heart even to hear about it 7 years later. It's the seven-year anniversary of a gunman shooting and killing 11 congregants, wounding six others at Pittsburgh's Tree of Life Synagogue, the deadliest attack on Jews in U.S. history. Robert Bowers, the suspect. Anyway, we've got more news coming from Lackawanna County. The saga continues. Brian Hughes is in the studio. Brian, what do you got?
I know that you can relate to the happenings in the Lackawanna County Commissioner's office. Yes. So I figured I should let you know this before my next newscast. But yeah, Lackawanna County Commissioner Brenda Sacco, the new chair of the board, came down to two votes. The original vote was Sacco abstaining, while Gaughan voted no, Shermack voting yes, because she said the chairman of the board makes more money. That was why it came down to a tie at that particular.
Well, somebody's got to explain to Brenda, I know it's her first week on the job, but you need two votes.
Right. Exactly. I think it was just to make it seem better, you know. But she didn't comment when asked directly by Gaughan if she'd respect the results of a November 4th special election to fill the remainder of Commissioner Matt McGloin's unexpired term. But second vote, they had some little procedural issues just kind of getting the vote down. But Shermack and Sacco voted yes. Gaughan voted no. And the one won.
So the newly minted commissioner is now the chairman of the Board of Commissioners here in Lackawanna County.
That's how it's going.
Thank you, my friend. Always a pleasure.
We'll have some of the audio of that coming up after during the 12 noon newscast, which is always interesting as well.
All right. Thank you. Brian Hughes with the news. Let's go back to Chet Parlavecchio, our Manchester. All right. Anything stand out for you, Chet, in college football?
Well, obviously the firing of Brian Kelly. I mean, down at LSU.
He deserved it. For screwing Notre Dame the way he did, I'm happy.
Well, two things real quick. I mean, obviously the parallel to Franklin's firing is almost it's actually frightening. You talk about a situation where he's not been able to win the big moment, the big game, to put them in national championship picture, which that's LSU. That's a big, big-time program. That's a tremendous traditional program. Great, great place to play college football. Has not been able to make that next step. And then what happens is what happened with us at Penn State. Then you have that bad loss, that embarrassing loss. Mm-hmm. In our case, it was the two inferior opponents. But in this case, it was an embarrassment in Death Valley, and that can't go. That just can't go. You know, that can't be dismissed. And obviously, the powers that be said, "This is enough. We're going in the wrong direction now. We're 5-3. We get hammered by Texas A&M on our home ground, and they make a move." And
Chester, tell me though, Chet Parlavecchio. I mean, did Did Kelly think that he would be immune from a high-intensity environment when he left Notre Dame to go to LSU?
No, I think he was well aware of it. But again, it goes back to what we had said a week ago. When you get a contract that you can't say no to,
yeah,
that there's really no risk for me. If I've got 10 years, hey, what the hell do I care if by 4 years it's over? You got to pay me for the other six.
Yeah.
You talk about security for him and his family, and it's a moneymaker.
Yeah.
And that goes back to my initial argument a week ago. Stop giving these contracts out. You know, allow yourself room. Allow yourself room to make a change in a game that's changing by leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
Brian Kelly's an old guard guy. I remember giving him my high school field when I was coaching at Elizabeth. He was at Cincinnati. He came and did his pregame at our stadium before he played Rutgers. Nice man, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And the game has gone a long, many different ways since. So, again, that's where you paint yourself into the corner.
Chet Barveco, tell me, how did and this is an aside, I loved the previous coach to Kelly. How did he fall out of favor?
Because he just didn't take it to that next level. They want to be playing
for national championship. They won a national title. They won one.
You're right, but he didn't take – after that, it just started to go in the other direction, and they felt they had to make a move.
Yeah.
So where he felt – the only thing that was protecting him was the length of his contract. I guess LSU said the hell with that. Penn State just made the move. Or here's an interesting thought. Maybe LSU wants to make a move to our old guy.
Frank
him up while we can. Remember, isn't it funny Indiana came up with the big deal for Cignetti the minute Franklin was fired? Well, yeah. Isn't it funny? Franklin's available now, and then LSU makes the move. Who knows?
And Kelly's available when Penn State needs a coach.
Well, I don't think we're going to go that way. For Coach Kelly, don't get me wrong, he's had a great career. He's a brilliant Hall of Fame type of a college coach. But again, the game is changing, and he's getting older, and things are changing. And, you know, I know my energy at my age, and he's older than me or not more close. And it's a different game now. So
your energy is boundless, so don't throw them in your category.
But I got to say one last thing, dear. You talk about our college front. Isn't it funny that the NCAA or the powers that be always find a way, if they can, to get Notre Dame in the top 12? I get the biggest kick out of that. Now, there's three teams behind them that play a schedule that is twice what they play. Their schedule is literally a joke. And the two teams that they had to play, they got beat by.
Yeah.
How are they number 12 right now? And how are you number 12? It escapes me. It really does.
All right, Chester, with the minute we have left, a little less than a minute actually, what else stood up for you? It seemed to me that the Eagles have gotten their sea legs. And the sad thing from yesterday's game with the Giants, losing Scadaboo to a very serious injury.
Would you believe if I told you that was the exact injury my son's star tailback had? The ankle was going in another direction. Oh. Yeah, it was the same dislocation. Hey, listen, real quick on us, like you said, to sum it up, revenge is a dish served, served best cold.
Best served
and
cold.
The Philadelphia Eagles served it beautifully yesterday. They got Saquon going again for 150. They were efficient. It was a complete domination. It was a nice revenge factor for them from 2 weeks ago. And your Steelers just made a lot of mistakes. And I'll tell you what, Jordan Love had a great night, threw for over 300 yards. Green Bay really dominated the game. A lot of mistakes by the Pittsburgh Steelers. They got to go back to the drawing board. But my impression there was defensively they were really off their game. When you have a tight end receive for 140 yards with a 20-yard per catch average, you better go back and reassess what you're doing back there. Yeah, I mean, that's the wrap-up, partner.
All right, Chet Parlavecchio, the Monday wrap-up on our college and football weekend. Chet, we look forward to next week, my friend. Always a pleasure.
Same here, pal. Talk to you later.
All right. Time to hear from our great sponsors. We'll come back with a veterans tribute, the weather. And you, 570-883-0098, if you want to call or text. We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our man, John Basiliga. Today, as in every Monday, we feature his first company, and maybe his biggest, Eastern Roofing Systems, Jessup, PA. One of the largest and certainly the best institutional, commercial roofers in Eastern United States. Well, they bring that expertise to your home or your small building here in Northeast PA because this is where they live. Eastern Roofing Systems. William McBride, Catawissa native, Air Force veteran, a career man. He passed away in Lumberton, New Jersey, September 26. Born in Catawissa, graduated from Bloomsburg High School. He met his future wife, Julia McBride, by chance at a restaurant in Honolulu, Hawaii, February 1969. After a long-distance courtship, they married in Canada and lived together in Lumberton, New Jersey, until her passing in 2022. He was preceded in death by his wife, Julia, who they'd been married just shy of 53 years. He's survived by his brother, sister, two children, three grandchildren, nieces, nephews, all over America and Canada. He enlisted in the United States Air Force back in 1956, retiring in 1998 as a senior master sergeant. He spent most of his career as a flight engineer instructor and supervisor on C-141 Starlifter at McGuire Air Force Base, New Jersey. He was a Vietnam War and Operation Desert Shield and Storm veteran. In that service, he received tons of awards and acclamation. In addition to serving the Air Force, he was a husband, father, grandfather, avid gardener, shade tree mechanic, handyman, woodworker, solitaire and cribbage expert, longtime parishioner of St. Andrew's Church, Mount Holly, New Jersey, William McBride. LaRue Pappy Rupert, a veteran who worked at the Bloomsburg Fair for more than 50 years. He was 94 when he passed October 11th. He was from Jefferson Street, the Lime Ridge section of Bloomsburg. His daughter Barbara was at his side. Born in Mifflin Township back in 1931. He was a graduate of Berwick High School, class of 51, and a lifelong resident of Lime Ridge. He was employed by Geisinger Medical Center in Danville for many years, driving the shuttle bus, retiring in 1996. He was also employed at the annual Bloomsburg Fair as a ticket taker for more than 50 years. A member of the New Hope Church in Lime Ridge, he was a life member and charter member of the Lime Ridge Fire Company, the former Bloomsburg Moose Club, and the Valley of Bloomsburg Post 273 American Legion. The one we talk about every day. Pappy served his country with honor as a member of the U.S. Navy during the Korean War. He lost his wife, the former Beverly Ritter, back in 2017. Four brothers also predeceased him. He survived by his daughter, who resided with him, a sister and a sister-in-law, LaRue Pappy Rubert. Our great veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and Eastern Roofing Systems. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, mostly sunny. Predicted to be 55. The temperature's been climbing. It's 48 outside the studios as I speak. Tonight, clear skies, 36. Tuesday, mostly sunny, 55. Wednesday, morning sun, then increasing clouds, 55 degrees. Bob Cadaro back. And John Perillo keeps telling me, when Chet's on the phone, ask him about Navy, which is undefeated. I keep forgetting. Although we say, yeah, they're not national rank material, but they're undefeated. And it's real football. And there's no NIL money. The last real football left on the Division 1A level, probably. Angelo from Madisonville texted in. He says, LTS. He says, I was at the Why Not Bar in Elmhurst yesterday afternoon. Vanessa Leinart, a great girl running for Register of Wills in Lackawanna County. And I'm so glad she's running. And he says, God bless you, my friend. God has blessed me. I was just talking to somebody from Lackawanna County Republican Party. I said, these people, have them call in. I met Vanessa Leinart at the Lackawanna County Republican dinner where I was Toastmaster for Bob Pettinato's honor. So thanks for mentioning that, Angel Lutz. Doug, he texted in, Bob, I'm 63. I'm on disability. I only get $7 a day in food stamps. That's one meal a day. I know it. And now I have nothing. Well, not yet. But I guess it's going to be this week, huh? Man. I have no car to go to get food from a food bank, I'm afraid. God bless you, Doug. Maybe these idiot Democrats are going to get that they're hurting real people for their so-called leverage. Man. Awful, awful, awful. So hang in there, Doug. Jim from Browndale says, when we were leaving yesterday, I said, I love what Trump's doing. He's getting a lot done in under a year. And that was, he says, I know I have to listen to the alphabet networks that I have to, meaning you, have to listen to the alphabet networks for work prep. I don't know how you do it. Went to visit the in-laws in Connecticut over the weekend, and they had the NBC affiliate on. I had to take an extra blood pressure medicine pill. The lies were one after another. I had to leave and go for a walk. Well, Jim, what was their response when you said Trump's doing a good job in his first year? Curious about that. And, I mean, you don't want to bring it up because you don't want to start an argument with family. And, by the way, if you don't think Trump's doing a good job, and if you don't think he was a better choice than Kamala Harris, God help you. You're on another plane of reality. You really are. Somebody texting in, Doug, I can't do this, but they're saying if you put me in contact with Doug, I'll be sure he has food. So, Doug, there's help out there from individuals if this continues. God bless you. God bless you. And we're still thinking about our friend Lorraine, who was in the hospital. I got to speak with her last week. Did not connect with her over the weekend. Her phone doesn't take messages, but tried her again this morning. Yeah. While we're having great days and good things happening, there's always somebody who's got a tough go of it. Always remember that. And remember that when you're having a tough go of it. Prayerfully, we hope these things can change for you if you're having a tough time. Because good times are possible. A little bit of ease of your daily whatever is possible. But, Doug, you're not alone. We're with you. This large, dysfunctional family. Do you see that? I mean, they immediately extend their hand to help. I actually don't know how I can put you together with somebody, but I want to think about that. I mean, we can't. We can't have anonymous people with anonymous. We can't do it. But in any event. All right. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. Let's hear from our great sponsors. A little music. And then, of course, you. And you can still reach me. Text or call 570-883-0098. Billy Joel. He released his hit, This Is the Time. This date, 1986. What a great song. Doug and others in his position and in his situation. Brian from Scranton texted in, Mary Regina. They said, Doug, and I've said the same thing to you, Doug. You let me know. We'll see what we could do, and we'll take care of it, okay? If this continues. I understand completely. Just let me know. You got to text me during the show. That's all. Because I don't see these texts after I'm off air. By the way, Rob Bresnahan with a release on the takeover by Tenor Health. And that's it's a real company. But he thanks State Representative Bridget Kozorowski for being involved, Governor Shapiro's office, as well as himself. They got it done. And one of the keys, because I know this through my son, one of the keys to getting this done was local foundations, particularly the Blue Cross Foundation. What I forget what it's called. I shouldn't be, but I am. And the local foundation stepped up here. Big deal. Big deal. And here's the other thing. They're not coming in here with our rural reimbursement rates without that $50 billion backup that was in the big mediocre bill, one of the better parts of the bill. And Rob Bresnahan is one of the key guys that got it in there as a freshman congressman. So he's been integral in preserving our health care here. I know other politicians have tried to take credit or get themselves imprinted on this situation and this, at least for now, good news. But the Area Foundation, what the heck is it, the Blue Cross Foundation? I'm blanking. It's coming to my mind. I know people on the board, and I'm blanking. Darn it. But in any event, good news on the hospital front. And hope we'll get Rob Bresnahan on the show to talk about it. Quickly. My man Tommy P, he's on patrol, even in the cool weather. He goes out pretty much any weather, Tommy P. He goes on patrol on Apple Street, Dunmore, and you guys know you're safe. Hey, let's go to John Wagner, our man John. How are you, my friend?
I'm good this morning, Bob. I want to thank you for honoring my nephew, Rob Wagner, who is a great guy. And he died way too young. He was only 66.
Oh.
And I was his godfather. He was born on the island of Nicosia, Cyprus.
How about that,
His dad was a Navy man. He was in a small Navy communication station on the island. And I guess they were supporting the fleet in the Mediterranean at the time. Rob was born there. I was stationed in Verdun, France at the time. I was in the Army with an Army helicopter company, and I was Rob's godfather by proxy. And I really appreciate that you did that. And you honored my brother Bob, who passed away. He was a 27-year Navy veteran, retiring as a lieutenant commander. And he was a great guy, too. You honored him earlier in the year.
Yes, yes.
He passed away. He passed away April 12th of this year, and 6 weeks later, his son, Rob, was in the hospital with esophageal cancer. He passed away really quick. It really happened so fast. Everybody was shocked to hear that, you know, because that was it was just a terrible thing. But I have five brothers, and I'm the last of the Wagners from Cornelia Street in Pittston.
Well, John, you got to do us a favor.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get me your information, because I want to honor veterans when they're alive occasionally, not just after they pass. I would love to honor you as part of that and have you tell us.
I had a lot of fun in the Army. I could have stayed in, but when I got out, my family said, "Oh, your brother Bob's staying in. You better stay home." So I didn't. But there was a lot of other things that I wanted to mention. I know that I was listening on Thursday or Friday when I heard you read the prayer to St. Michael.
Yes.
That was
someone texted
that was wonderful.
It in.
I'm glad to hear you. But also, earlier when my niece Nadine Dreyer was on with you and you honored Adam Wagner. Well, we're all descendants of Adam, who was a Revolutionary War veteran.
Yeah, how about that? Mm-hmm. What a great tradition in your family. John, get me the info on your... military
I
in your life.
Had,
I'd love to do it.
We had military people. My brother Bill was in pilot training in the Navy when the war ended, the Second War, and he got out and was in the first class at King's College.
Nice.
And then we had someone in the military between 1944 and 1981 when my brother Bob retired. Of course, then Rob went in later than that, but I'm saying my brothers and I.
Yeah.
And I was only in for a little over 3 years, but I liked the military. I was gung ho, I guess.
Well, I thank you for calling in about your nephew.
Let me quickly recite the prayer to Saint Michael again.
Yes, please.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander through the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, John.
You
always
a
pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. We're finishing with Lee Greenwood, born Southgate, California, this date 1942, Murph tells us. And what other song than God Bless the USA? Oh, talk about an anthem. Somebody texted in helpfully, it's the All One Foundation. They were big in this, I know that, and some others were as well. So thank those foundations for helping to preserve, and they've had to provide a financial backstop for anybody taking over Commonwealth Health, or they were just, nobody was going to do it. Tenor Health, I've heard all good about them. I hope we're all right and that those hospitals are preserved. Wilkes-Barre General, former Scranton Mercy, whatever, I don't even remember what they call them, all these name changes. But All One Foundation, Rob Bresnahan, Bridget Kozarowski, and Governor Shapiro's office. Well, Bill from Pitts, I'm not going to get to you. Try me tomorrow. I think that subject of Stephen Smith will keep. But, guys, great being with you. Always great to start a week with you. I hope you have a good afternoon. But as you know, when my Bacardo Jewelers watch says 12 o'clock, it means it's time for the Sue Henry Show. It's time after that for the Rob O'Donnell Show, which means I have to go and we have to gavel to a close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. God willing, I'll be with you tomorrow morning. Have a great afternoon.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.